Greetings, everybody.
Aloha to you.
We bring the highest regards from the rest of the ground crew in Hawaii who couldn't be here today. I wanted to share a little bit about what our group has been doing in Hawaii. This is an offshoot of the Phoenix Project. We're called the Citizens Committee for Voter Integrity. And we've been working for over a year trying to uncover the vote fraud that's been going on for years, which we know at the very bottom is coming through the computers. We have gotten some information from James Condit Jr. out of Cincinnati, Ohio, that the FBI, working together with Cincinnati Bell Telephone, was able to tap into the election computers back in 1979, mm-hmm. and we'd be more than happy to share that video with you. But it's happening at such a high level that in many ways it's very frustrating that we on the local level are even involved in the elections. But so far we've come to the point where we are talking with the Office of Elections now and possibly developing an independent computer program to tap in on election night together with the one that they're usually using, which they have bought through a voting systems company, which is one of maybe six or seven which controls the vote here in America. This independent card reader and computer program will be taking the ballots through and computing separately. And we hope to a certain extent that this will be able to uncover some of the irregularities that have been going on at the computer level. As far as the Attorney General's office is concerned in Hawaii, in 1994 there were two precincts where supposedly 300 missing ballots showed up in, or didn't show up in their preliminary reconciliation. And through our insistence on finding out what these irregularities were about, the Attorney General finally came to the conclusion after a year and a half that there were possibly two computer operators who had not followed the standard operating procedures and moved ballots from one tray to another without actually running them through the computer. This is the story we hear, that it was human error, of course. But human error can also kill people, as we see in plane crashes and many, many things going on through the world right now. So by our persistence, even though we're a very small group of people, we got this investigation going. The actual counting of the ballots, or recounting of the ballots, didn't occur till January 1996, this year. That's a year and a half after the actual election. So between election night and January 96, anything could have happened where they could have substituted those ballots or put ballots in if they were really missing to begin with. Now, there are many, many things that I can go on with about what our committee is doing, but actually I think it's very inspiring what we've been doing, because most of us have just tossed our hands up and said, let's not even bother with the elections. Some people have suggested that we go in and hand count the ballots in the precincts again, but that's highly unlikely, because that would take the control away from those who ultimately have it on the local level, and certainly it would compromise the control from the higher-ups, who we believe are intimately involved with the banking system. But of course, these are facts that we cannot prove, because the documents are not that easily available to us.
Yeah, just one other thing, too. Secretary of Treasury Rubin has a large sum of money tied in with Bishop Estate in Hawaii. It's a fund of about $50 million, I believe, and they're managing that account for him. So there is this relationship, and we haven't quite ferreted that out, and we haven't really been active in that regard, but we know it's tied in with everything's tied in with the transference of money, we call it, or that represents that. But going back, Melissa was speaking about the 300 missing ballots. What came out recently in a morning meeting with the Elections Committee, Elections Department, and also supposed authorities within the computer system, what came out in this large meeting in the Lieutenant Governor's office, or his chambers, there were about 22 people there. But what was found out is that what was curious is not only the 300 missing ballots, and this was not known until about a week and a half ago, but the ballot sequencing was, we had three ballots to vote in the 1994 election, an A ballot, a B ballot, and a C ballot. And as you tear up your stubs, those three stubs are handed back to you, and then the ballots dropped into the box. Now that, and then those boxes are taken to the counting center later on in the day from each precinct. They're placed on a big table, sorted, and then put into various trays to be counted by the counter. What was unexplainable and most curious, and even the chief of the elections division questioned, was how come the 300 missing ballots almost had a perfect array of A, B, C, A, B, C, A, B, C sequencing. In other words, it wasn't at all disorganized. In other words, the vote should not have come out like that.
Yes.
And that's what and even he admitted that there needs to be something looked at. However, he didn't have time to do that, and he was going to defer it until after this election. So right now we're in the process of composing a letter under the Freedom of Information Act to again insist that an independent team come in immediately to investigate that aspect. We haven't formulated that clearly, but that's what we're up to in Honolulu partly too. So that's kind of like a hot thread that we're pulling on, and of course, we don't want any accidents or heart attacks in Honolulu, but that completes that aspect.
Well, you'll be accused of choosing this time to do in some innocent party. Like, are you aware that within the 24 hours, Janet Reno has been accused of wrongdoing at a very high level in Waco? And they're coming back saying it's a political ploy to make her look bad this near the election. It's absolutely ludicrous. And to reverse these systems once you're into the computer age, they could even manipulate the ballot boxes before the computer age, so there's not a prayer of undoing it. But every step brings attention to it. And what I would hope that all of you are doing is each lesson that we learn, each step that we take, each realization that we find, we put it over here. So that when there are only a handful of you scattered around, you can do it right. And you can do it with integrity. Because at some point, the system either implodes or explodes, and whatever is left has got to pick up the pieces to again bring structure. And that's when you build. Wally, do you have anything you would like to share about motion pictures and things?
No, I think as far as the contract is concerned, I'd like to read it before I can ask any intelligent questions.
Well, don't think that you're going to be able to ask intelligent questions after you read it. You're going to go on the same assumption that others have, and you will read it for the first time, and you will see all these, quote, flaws in it. Just know an awful lot of background has gone into it to prove it, and you're not going to be able to get all of that documentation. So don't struggle with it too much. Accept it for the gift it is, and the big boys know.
This is EJ with a big question for you. Could you look into your crystal ball, sir, and tell us if Ross Perot is going to be our next president?
Oh, God.
I thought we went through that last time.
He's still trying.
Well, in light of voter fraud and things like that, it would seem that we ought to be trying to connect the two. Mr. Perot was once the world's guru in computing. Was that not true?
Yes. And Mr. Perot is just a funny little friend of the elite. He's a Rockefeller person, so you had one opportunity to swing it with him.
Well, my attempt at levity is falling upon
the
Oh, well.
Guess it went on the lamb.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's
one president gets
no.
I'm not. You do what you want. We just follow the laws. Always follow the laws. but we use them just as shrewdly as our enemy. Just as shrewdly. Never break them. Well, have we been here long enough?
I have one more question. Is there any significance to the rock slide at Yosemite yesterday beyond just natural crumbling of the cliffs?
Not particularly. Remember that you're having a lot of very deep trembling going on, and it'll first express itself that way. You're building toward a lot of volcanic activity, so you're getting a lot of action and a lot of very, very deep, all I can call it is trembling, and just natural aspects of that will break things loose. You are getting close, you know, to the time of some very, very major upheaval, so look for your shoreline to change. Well, let's adjourn. I thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you ones can take time to come through every now and then. And then we better get on back to work, okay?
Okay.
Salute.
Salute. Salute. Salute.